Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Friday Night Under the Lights. I'm Russ Robinson, joined tonight by Don Barnes. George Broadstreet is in the Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center Scores Desk. We'll be getting to George in just a few minutes, but we'll also be joined by Jake Wimberly tonight. Jason Scarborough will be around. He had a big ball game down in Florence tonight. Big game over in Brandon tonight. Tupelo came calling, and a lot of people didn't know how good Tupelo was.
I found out tonight, I tell you what, and it was at the hands of a massive quarterback. That kid is huge, and he ran it over him pretty hard.
Wow. So we'll be getting that scoop from Jake. We got a full show lined up for you tonight, and of course, tonight's show made possible by the Mississippi Peanut Growers, which wants us to remind you that next week, game one in our 8-game series of Friday of the Peanut Game of the Week.
Coming.
And it's going to be at Noxubee County and West Point.
It'll be a big game.
We've been talking, Don, about how that West Point could be number one in the state.
They're tough to beat.
Even though they're 5A.
And they had the week off to do this week. Ooh. So they come in well rested next week against Noxubee.
So Chris Chambliss and his Green Wave will be going down to Noxubee.
Yep.
And that'll be our first Peanut Game of the Week. Going to be a big, big night there at Noxubee County. I've done a couple ball games down there. They got a lot of room in that first end zone when you walk in down there. And so we'll have a lot of information for folks. We'll have a lot of good things going on down there. Yep. We'll talk about that as the night goes on. And also, we're going to be talking about our Wendy's Giant of the Week.
Got a big one this week, too. Another big one.
And look, we if you've got someone that has some defensive stats or kicking stats.
We need somebody other than a quarterback.
Don, the quarterback, we get those stats because that's what wins ball games, okay? But we know that, there's some linebackers and people out there in the defensive trenches that can turn the tide of a ball game.
Yeah.
And kickers win or lose ball games. And so we're looking for that giant, player of the week that has the giant stats. And I think you had one a couple of weeks ago, then you said, he made like 3 sacks or 7 unassisted tackles.
Well, as a matter of fact, it would, in the first game, the season opener for Brandon,
right,
it was Herbert.
That's right.
Just a monster against South Monona. And he probably could have, if it was later in the season, probably gotten some recognition. But, and we really, really would love to be able to give that recognition to defensive players. And those poor offensive linemen never get any.
Oh, yes, they do. When they get called for holding, they get all the recognition in the world.
Not appreciation.
So, FNUTL.com is awaiting defensive stats or kicking stats. And we appreciate anybody that will give us those.
But if you would love to let us know what your thoughts are about a defensive player, you can always go to our Twitter page.
That's right.
Fanuddle, and tweet or send
us on Facebook.
Our Facebook.
Yeah.
So send us messages. We would love to hear from you. If you've got somebody that we need to look at, consider, then please give us their name and their school. We'll look them up and find out what we can find out. And if they come in with some consideration, you never know, we could be making some presentations to them.
And we'll be talking about it later on in the show, but Don and I had a chance to go to St. Andrews today. St. Andrews here in the Jackson area. And what a great time we had today. And we are going to announce our Giant of the Week in just a little bit, but he came from St. Andrews.
Yep.
And we just had it. We had a lot of fun up there today. And
what an impressive campus.
Wow.
I like the ducks that were on the pond. Not every school has a pond, much less ducks. So
they've got both, and it's beautiful. Well, we're going to talk about St. Andrews a little bit later on. But let's not waste any more time and go to George Broadstreet, who is in the Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center Score Desk, which wants us to remind you about the Saturday morning clinic at Mississippi Sports Medicine on Saturday mornings. That's tomorrow morning, George.
Okay, Russ, I'll take it from the top here. Our number one game of the night, as ranked by Fanuddle, was Tupelo at Brandon. And Tupelo won their 4th game of the year. They handed Brandon their 2nd loss. 28-13 was the final there for Tupelo. In other games tonight, Starkville over Columbus by the score of 44-7. It was West Florida from Pensacola, Florida over D'Iberville, 34-26. Pascagoula beat Gaucher, 41-21. It was Picayune, 37, Gulfport, 7. St. Martin edged St. Stanislaus, 9-7. Ocean Springs, 35, George County, 14. Warren Central hosted Neville of Monroe, Louisiana, and Warren Central won 17-7. Greenwood over Greenville, 41-30, and South Panola edged Clarksdale, 19-14. In some other games, Oxford a big winner over Lafayette County, 41-17. It was Saltillo over Boonville, 40-14. Clinton beat Germantown, 42-14. Poplarville, they're now 4-0. They beat a good Stone team tonight, 20-14. It was Grenada, 21, Kosciuszko, 14. Ridgeland over Forest, 45-34. West Jones edged Bay Springs, 8-7. Long Beach all over Van Cleve, 50-7. It was Choctaw County shutting out Caledonia, 34-0. Pontotoc, 44. Aberdeen, 24. Louisville over Ripley, 49-6. West Lauderdale, 37. Neshoba Central, 14. Provine shut out Lanier, 47-0. South Pike over Emmett County, 41-6. Forest County AHS beat Resurrection, 17-7. It was Baldwin beating Nettleton, 33-22. Yazoo City over Crystal Springs, 24-21. 24-21. Madison St. Joe over St. Andrews, 29-7. East Central over Jefferson Davis County, 31-7 was the final there. That's a 4A beating a 3, a very strong 3A.
Yeah.
Water Valley beat Bruce, 46-6. Yazoo County shut out Velma Jackson, 34-0. Morton beat Raymond, 40-7. West Marion, 26. Raleigh, 21. Callaway edged Hazelhurst, 20-18. Terry, 31. Port Gibson, 6.
You know what? Terry's playing some really good football this year.
Yeah.
They are. They're having a very good season so far. Walnut over Middleton, Tennessee, 56-13. Choctaw Central lost to Newton. Newton over Choctaw Central, 54-13. Summerall beat Enterprise Clark, 42-25. Clarkdale over Enterprise Lincoln, 40-12. Perry Central beat Columbia, 35-7. Wesson over Lord Star, 34-21. Some 1A scores, Ashland over Hickory Flat, 36-0. Smithville beat Thrasher, 41-14. I always got to throw in Thrasher.
That's right.
I love
Thrasher. Can't have a Friday night without
Thrasher. Can't have that. And Sebastopol over Ethel, 26-6. French Camp beat Barterman, 35-25. East Marion over Richton, 52-28. And some other scores, MAIS scores. Jackson Academy shut out Northeast Lauderdale, 27-0. MRA beat Hartfield Academy, 39-14. Jackson Prep all over Pillow, 49-0. And Presbyterian Christian beat Simpson Academy, 26-8. Russ, that's what we got right now.
You know, that a couple of things, George. I'll tell you, PCS, Presbyterian Christian,
yeah,
having a very good year under the radar. You know, Isaiah Woolard graduated last year. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what they were going to come back with this year. Well, apparently, they're as strong this year as they were last year. And I want to, you know, Will the Thrill does our score sheets for us. He is in Atlanta, Georgia. Dr. Dave Shiles is our IT man. He is in Boone, North Carolina. Ty Bailey is our phone man. He's next door.
he's in the local bunker here.
That's right. And Steve, the postman, posting. He is running the radio station. And Chris Saxon, our producer tonight, the video stream producer, and also
the Sax
on radio. And Ezra Wall is producing at Mississippi Public Broadcasting, all across the state of Mississippi. I had somebody say this week that, how do I find you guys? Well, you go all the way to the left of your dial and hit scan. You're going to find us.
Eventually.
So you'll find us. And so big thanks to Ezra for that, and big thanks to Mississippi Public Broadcasting.
Because public broadcasting covers every corner of the state.
Every corner.
There's not a spot where you can't hit it.
That's right. And we've got FM 106 down in Macomb that is carrying us, and a couple of other WRJW down in Picayune. And then on stand, we got station down where George County is. I never can remember. Loosedale. Loosedale, okay. Yep. And we're picking up a lot of stations all the time, but we really depend on MPB to get us that coverage, and they do a great job. So Will the Thrill, in his honor tonight, he's been waiting all year to say this, but the Provine Rams, of which he is a former Provine Ram, tonight they beat Lanier. They got past Lanier 47-0, and that is the 28th straight season that Provine has beaten Lanier in a football game. That is a record in the state of Mississippi that one team has over another team. So congratulations to the Provine Rams. I'll tell you something else. Big win for JA tonight. Now they jump out of the MAIS. They go to the MHSAA, and they play a Northeast Lauderdale team that had not been beat.
Had lost a game, yeah.
Yeah. And so they go in there, and they find their offense. They win 27-0, and I think JA is going to be a team to recognize. MRA beat Hartsville right down the road from us here in the Flowood area. Beat them, Ross Haley. We're going to be talking to Ross next week. He is the play-by-play voice for the Patriots of MRA. But they, and what was that final on MRA?
It was 39-14.
Yeah, that's a pretty good convincing win over the Hawks there at Hartsville. Tonight, of course, we're going to talk with John Luke McCord of the SES magazine and find out what's going on in his neck of the woods. Tim Lowe is going to join us tonight, and he's going to talk about Meridian and Noxubee, and I'm really looking forward to that because we have Noxubee
right,
next week.
Yeah. But love to hear what's going on there.
But they played that game. You know, Meridian, I think, is 0-3, aren't they, George? I want to check that. But
they're 0-2 going into tonight. Yeah.
And they played tonight at Ray Stadium, George. You and I have done games at Ray Stadium. Strange things happen at Ray Stadium. Yeah. So I'm going to be anxious to see how that ball game come out. Robbie Falk is going to be talking to us tonight. He is from 247sports.com. And we just got a whole lot of things going on. We got the Wendy's Giant of the Week. And I'll just go ahead and tell them about that before we go to break. We got a couple minutes before break. 1 minute before break. All right. Holland Towns.
Yeah.
Quarterback. Last week, 398 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Crazy numbers.
Crazy numbers. And you know what? What a fine young man he is. And you know, we were teasing him. You know, he got the Wendy's gift card and everything. And the friends just kind of flock around him when we do that.
$300 worth of Wendy's. Just about anybody.
So we were over there this afternoon, and a big thanks to Stephanie Garriga, who helped put all of it together. We got a picture, and I've sent it to Dr. Dave Schaus. So FNUTL.com if you want to take a look at that. So congratulations to Holland Towns, our Wendy's Giant of the Week. And we're going to step aside, take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll be talking with John Luke McCord and Tim Lowe and Robbie Falk. You keep it right here, Friday night, Under the Lights, made possible tonight by the Shelter Insurance Company. We will be back in a moment.
For a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer.
I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a Giant
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game. Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Mississippi Sports Medicine. We talked about the peanut game next week. Mississippi Sports Medicine, if it gets hot, you know it's nice and cool out there tonight.
Oh, it was great tonight.
It was great.
Absolutely perfect.
First time, and I think it got cooler sooner this year than it did at all last year. But just in case it does get warm again at the peanut game, you'll have one of these. We love these things. But you've learned how to twist this thing up.
I've made mine look like this.
I haven't mastered that yet.
But watch this.
Here, watch it. Boop, there you go. You're ready to go.
I'm a magician.
You're a fan.
Or something.
You're a
now
fan.
Now I can turn that back down like, well,
there you go. Whatever. All right, let's go to Jean-Luc McCord. Jean-Luc, how are you tonight? Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights.
Man, I'm great tonight. Always glad to be talking to you guys. You sound like you're having some fun in
there. Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, Jean-Luc, there's nothing better than high school football on a Friday night. And you know, we've had some real shockers tonight. And we just have fun in the studio. And, of course, we start our peanut game next week, you know. And that ball game will be West Point at Noxubee. So FNUTL.com, and it's on the second channel. It'll say peanut on it. And I tell you what, the Green Wave, they're the real deal.
They really are. Look, and we talked a little bit about it last week. We actually moved them up last Saturday morning to our number one spot in the overall SES state top 10. So we love the Green Wave. I think they proved a lot, even though on the offensive line they're a little bit small. They can go up even against some of those big, deep teams in 6A, as they showed last week beating Starkville.
You know, they could be the number one team in the state, even though they're 5A. And this is a program under Chris Chambliss that wins and wins and wins. How do they do that?
You know, I think they consistently, you know, some of these programs you look, they're good year in and year out. It's just the tone is set by those outgoing seniors, and it's like almost a pressure on the players coming up to keep winning. But West Point, I will tell you, consistently they have a guy to watch, and this year it's Marcus Murphy. He's in the center of all those. He's got a great backfield mate with Chris Calvert, and I've even heard, you know, hey, when West Point needs to, when the situation is good, they got Jake Chambliss, the junior quarterback, who can really air it out if they need to go downfield too. So, but I think the one thing about West Point is they're always good defensively. They're known for that up here in the north part of the state. And this year, they've got one of the best I've seen them have in probably 5, 6, 7 years.
You know, you're exactly right, John. Look, I don't know how anybody runs against those guys. I mean, they're so big up front defensively. It's just hard to run against them.
Absolutely. And Terrence Cherry, you know, he doesn't get enough love of a guy that I think's got some SEC interest when he's going to camp this summer. But he, about 6'3", 230 or so, he's a monster off the edge. They move him inside, and he's a real terror sometimes, too. So They've got some. They got some studs up front, no doubt.
All right, what else is going up on in your part of the state?
Well, Oxford got a big win in the Crosstown Classic tonight. Lafayette, obviously, that's 0-4 for them to start the year, so struggling and haven't even got into division play in 5A yet. But Oxford, not always the winner in that Crosstown Classic. This year, they've got some more physical team. They get a big win. Pontotoc gets a big win over Aberdeen, who had made a lot of noise. They got a win over 4A Amory last week, something they do year in and year out. I think that was a ninth straight win over Amory in the A game up there. But Pontotoc continuing to prove they might be the best team in 4A. I know Poplarville was down earlier when I saw the score to Stone, so Pontotoc might just take over as our top team in 4A after this week.
Well, Poplarville didn't stay down long.
No.
Oh, wow. Okay, good deal. That helps my pick'em there. I love Poplarville. I did pick them tonight. Stone obviously looks pretty good so far this season, but still, Pontotoc and Poplarville, probably two teams that would have played last season. Pontotoc narrowly missed getting in the north half. I think they would have played Poplarville for state title this year. Might get a chance to see that matchup in 4A.
Well, you're going to want to stick around on the whole show tonight, because we're going to be talking to Kerry Metzler, who is also going to connect the broadcast crew for Poplarville. And so we'll actually get a live report from them. And you know what? I was driving today, and I was thinking, it wasn't that long ago that Poplarville went 0-10 or 0-12 or something in a season. It wasn't, 5 or 6 years ago? Yeah, and so...
I think that's right.
Yeah, and I mean, they have turned that deal around, and they beat a really good Stone County team tonight.
Absolutely. Hey, one other thing. Tonight, I was actually at the SES Mississippi Game of the Week. I got to see Jake Wimberly.
Yeah.
Good and gracious host. I love the new dig that Brandon did. Absolutely just mouth. I was my mouth was open the whole first quarter. I barely got to see the. Yeah. I tell you this. I thought Tupelo was going to win this game coming traveling to face Brandon tonight, but it was sort of the reaction from Coach Hammond after the game that surprised me. You know, he felt it was almost vindicated, as if Tupelo had kind of dubbed this up that they were the underdog in this game. But Tupelo continues to look good, though they did turn it over a good bit tonight, so something to be concerned about there.
John Luke McCord, always a pleasure to have you on the show with us. We appreciate your time that you spend with us, and you be careful going home tonight. Keep it between the lines and get home safely.
All right. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good night.
All righty. So, I think the Green Wave, I'm going to be excited to see that ball game next week on Funuddle.
I am super excited about our first matchup for the Peanut game, and I'll tell you what, it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to see how West Point or how Knoxville responds.
Right.
But, they've got their hands full for this one.
All right, George, you got any current scores that we did not? Let's go over to the Mississippi Sports Medicine score desk and see what we got.
Yeah, we do have a few that we did not have earlier. Hernando defeated White Station out of Memphis tonight, 24-17. Of course, a game that we'll be tracking, but I think started really, really late, was Pearl was playing out of town in Shreveport, I believe. They were playing Parkway from Bossier City, Louisiana. We don't have a report on that game as of yet. But we do also have a final. Richland beat McLaurin tonight by the score of 33-14. We did not have that
win for the Rangers tonight.
Yes, it was. And also, Pelahatchie beat West Lincoln 60-26. So that's a score that we did not have earlier as well.
One young man that we've talked about on the scoreboard show is John Ragsdale.
Yep.
And, our thoughts are with him and his family tonight. Is had a little knee procedure done, but we'll be back in 3 or 4 weeks. So glad to see that. He was racking up some yards before
one game he had, 400 yards?
420 something.
I mean,
yeah.
Some ridiculous
all
number.
All purpose yards were 519, I think.
Right, yeah.
And so
he is a talented young man, and very glad that he's going to get to play the rest of this season.
Oh, me too.
Once he comes back.
I think it would have been a huge, huge loss to lose him as a running back. I think they got a shot if he plays. So, we'll see about that. Jason Scarborough actually got the scoop on that story earlier this week. And don't know if you caught his show today, which is Friday Night End Zone, but it goes across the state of Mississippi, and he sets up all these games, and we report on what happened at the game. And he was at Florence tonight, and George, I think you reported that Florence lost that football game to Scott Central tonight.
Well, I don't have a score on that one, Russ, to be honest with you.
Well, that's right. I was gonna text Jason. Jason's gonna be along later on in the show, and he'll give us the real skinny on that ball game. But I think we heard that Scott Central may have won that ball game.
Okay.
We're waiting on Jason. He's probably trying to get out of the parking lot right now.
It's like Pascagoula gets past Gaucher in the Singing River Classic, 40-21. Big win for Brookhaven over Macomb, 55-22. And Picayune over Gulfport, 37-7. So there's some more scores coming in there.
I'm going to tell you what, this Picayune team, we'll talk with Kerry Metzler, I think, in the second half of the show tonight. But he told me a couple weeks ago, when he said, when we get the two or three kids back, he said, we're going to be pretty good. And Kerry didn't say that unless they're going to be pretty good. So big win for Picayune. Let's go back to the Oxford game. That is a huge game. You know, Lafayette was the winner last year. Right. On the whole, for everything.
Yeah.
And Oxford goes in there. You got a little look at the video a while ago. They didn't look too excited about it.
No. They were. I'll tell you what. They had the trophy hoisted.
Yeah.
They are kings in Oxford at the moment, and they're good with that.
So
Oxford taking that one tonight.
You know, a big win. I think also MRA with a big win in the MAIS over Hartsfield tonight. And Jackson Prep continues to roll along, 49-0 over Pillow Academy. And next week Prep's at home, and then they've got three on the road, so we'll see what they're made out of.
And a number one team in Oak Grove, 6A, a 6A number one team, beaten by number one 5A Hattiesburg, and it looks like a great season wrap starting out right now for the Tigers from Hattiesburg, 42-28 over Oak Grove.
Well, Tony Vance, don't count him out.
Nope.
For the Hattiesburg.
You can't.
George, what you got?
I got Collins over McGee by the score of 46-8. That's another score that we did not have earlier.
It's also a big rival game because there's, 10 or 12 miles in between those two cities. And so that's a big ball game. And Collins had been losing football games, and now they're kind of turning it around. And I'll tell you something else. Ryan Ernest tonight for Ripland.
Yeah.
Gets a big win tonight. He was our coach on the Mississippi Sports Medicine Coaches Corner last week. Yeah. Great guy. Came from Collins. And
great success there.
Won a state champ, several state championships there. So now he's trying to turn that program around in Ridgeland. Right. Big win for him tonight.
Be patient. Ridgeland is going to be on the map before long, and it's going to be because of Ryan Ernest.
And in our Mississippi Sports Medicine Coach's Corner tonight, one of my favorites, Josh Morgan from Warren Central.
Yeah.
And Warren Central got that close to beating the Pearl Pirates. They lost.
Yep.
But I think you're going to see Warren Central around in November.
They got some wheels on that train, and it is a rolling.
So
you just keep on hanging in there. As a matter of fact, we've got a Warren Central game in our peanut game schedule as well. So we're really looking forward to seeing them. Vicksburg.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm showing a score on that Scott Central in Florence. It was Scott Central 55-27 over Florence.
Wow.
So that's a pretty significant margin. Both those teams were 3-0. So that was pretty significant. And there was one other that I thought you'd really want to know. Laurel edges Pedal 25-23.
Well, that's a big game.
That's a huge game.
I wonder where that game was.
It was at Laurel.
Well, between the bricks?
Yeah.
Well, anything can happen between the bricks. They've had a wedding over there.
In the bricks?
Yes, sir. Buddy Duke got married over there. I remember that. Hey, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, Jake Wimberly and Don will join you back here along with George. We'll talk with Tim Lowe. By the way, that Meridian-Knoxby game is tomorrow. Tonight. Robbie Falk will also be along. You keep it right here. Friday Night Under the Lights continues, made possible tonight by Mississippi Sports Medicine and Sports Medicine Center.